There are stories that don't always make the headlines, that live in the hearts of those who fight the hardest battles. For the next few weeks on the Power Hour, we open the door to those stories. Stories of little fighters facing cancer with courage beyond their years, guided by a man who refuses to let them walk alone. Kashif from the Kids Cancer Foundation, walking every journey, every high, every heartbreak alongside the children and their families. This is more than a segment. This is a journey of courage, compassion, and real stories that will stay with you. Stay with us, because over the next few weeks, these voices need to be heard.
Good evening to the beautiful listeners of Radio KC. My name is Kashif Lokay, founder of the Kids Can Cancer Foundation, cancer survivor, and proud father. Did you know that in South Africa we lose between 3 and 5 children every single day to childhood cancer? That's between 800 and 1,000 children every year. Every Wednesday evening we use this platform to shine a light on the journeys of little fighters and their families. Not because we want sympathy, but because every child deserves to be seen, heard, and remembered. Tonight, I would like to introduce you to a remarkable young woman whose journey has touched our hearts for almost 5 years. Her name is Ashante Peterson. When we first met Ashante, she was only 16 years old. What makes the story particularly heartbreaking is that by the time we connected with her family, doctors had already informed her mother that there was very little more they could do medically. Imagine hearing those words as a parent. Imagine being told that your child has reached the point where treatment options are running out. But to truly understand Ashante's story, we need to go back a few years earlier. At the age of 13, Ashante started experiencing seizures. Not one or two, sometimes as many as 8 seizures a day. Doctors initially diagnosed her with epilepsy and she was treated accordingly. Medication doses were increased repeatedly as the symptoms worsened. Meanwhile, Ashante continued suffering. Her right side became weaker. She struggled to attend school. Hospital visits became part of everyday life. And all the while, her mother carried a feeling in her heart that something wasn't right. For 2 years, she pushed, she questioned, she pleaded, she asked for more tests. She fought for a daughter when nobody seemed willing to look deeper. And eventually, after insisting on further investigations, an MRI was finally performed. That MRI changed everything. Doctors discovered a large aggressive brain tumor. Suddenly, the seizures made sense. Suddenly, all those years of suffering had an explanation. But the diagnosis came with devastating news. The tumor was inoperable. A portion of it was later removed to help reduce the seizures, and Ashante began radiotherapy in an attempt to give her a fighting chance. What followed was a journey of fatigue, nausea, uncertainty, and courage that most adults would struggle to endure. And yet through it all, Ashante kept fighting. You know, one of those things that stayed with me for over the years is the strength of these young fighters. Many of them don't fully understand the complexity of the diagnosis. They don't understand the medical terminology. They don't understand the prognosis. What they do understand is that they want to live. They want to spend time with their families. They want to laugh with their friends. They want to dream about tomorrow. And Ashante taught us the courage isn't always loud. Sometimes courage is simply waking up every day and choosing to continue. Today, nearly 5 years after we were first shared a story, Ashante continues to inspire everyone around her. Her journey reminds us why awareness matters. It reminds us why parents should trust their instincts when they know something is wrong. And it reminds us that behind every diagnosis is a family carrying hopes, fears, and prayers, as well as dreams. At this point, I'd like you to hear it directly from Ashante, who has been battling for all these years.
Hi, my name is Ashante. I've been diagnosed with brain cancer. It has been hard every day fighting this battle since I was 16 years old. My mom kept the news away from me for a few months when she found out there's nothing they can do anymore. Cancer took away my whole childhood. I used to ride my bike and I had fun like a normal kid. Since then, I had to have my attention on my body and mind. In any moment, I can get sick. It hurts me so much deep inside. I just wish I could be like a normal any other young person. Hospital has become my home and it's scaring me. I wish I could be walking outside without the light being so strong to my eyes. Because of the tumor, my right side of my body has been unstable. Because of this, I know the Lord has a plan with my life, because he has been fighting this battle with me. My life was different, but would never give up on God. I won't let cancer break me. My years of pain and suffering, I will turn into grace because I'm grateful to wake up every day with God's healing hands over me. Kids Can has become my family and walked the road with me when there was light, there was hope, and that is what keeping all our fighters alive. Hope it is.
On that note, it's a good night for me. Till next week.